One More Turn. Episode 1010, Duplicity.
Can I help you?
I think we can help each other, Reese.
Do I know you?
No, but I know of you, Evelyn and Garrison too. This town's mayor was kind to link to that article profiling his former campaign manager's new podcasting venture on his Plonker feed, which also introduced the two of you.
Anyone with an internet connection can know of, then read that article. What makes you be the one to help me help with that, even?
Your implication is that many people have an internet connection to be able to know of, then read that article. Well, fair enough. I am not the one to help you. That's presumptuous. That there aren't others that can help you, and or you need help with so many things that no one person can possibly.
Irritate me as much as you already have since you walked in here? I already believe that.
My name is Dominic. I am Avery's youngest cousin, and the one she initially reached out to for adopting her child. But now that she and Hudson, her boy toy brother of a baby daddy, Caden, are back together again, he's going to adopt the child, and they will raise him.
I heard. And I, of course, know their names as well.
I name drop to demonstrate what I know. I also know that you were prepared to help Hudson contest Avery's plan to have her child adopted, and that you're biologically related to him. A cousin, right?
Right.
I know that he destroyed your family's work structure when he took your place as its head. Hudson and Caden's biological parents became the de facto head since, and that they've shut you out. But Hudson was prepared to facilitate a meeting between the three of you, because you want back in. His support, with your helping Hudson to keep Caden's son in the family, would help ensure you would get that meeting at least.
You know much.
I'm surprised you didn't try to deny any of it.
If you could piece all of this together, anyone could.
That it's so easy to figure all out, even I could. Now there's an implication that's untrue.
I'm willing to hear what else it is you have to say before I make any decisions.
I don't think you realize just how much you need to hear what I have to say. I know more about your circumstances than you can imagine, and I'm willing to help you with it. That means not helping Hudson. In fact, it means working against him.
I'm starting to see how such an arrangement would help me. But what's in it for you?
Now we're getting to the truths to be clearly stated. I represent a part of my family that wants Avery to continue to receive the silent treatment. But if Hudson, and by extension, your extended family, adopt him, that's just not going to be possible.
You've told me the what you want. The who, and as much as I'm intrigued to by the how, I'm more interested in your why.
Ah, you may not be employed as a reporter anymore, but you're still thinking like one.
Or a high school English student. Both, something which is technically possible.
Like you, I'm from the city, which means we're unlikely to have known of each other unless there was some, if not purposeful, then maybe incidental connection. This town has been diverting our and the region's collective attentions and interests for long enough. It's not been kind to us. Now that it's very personal, very precarious, we need direct action.
To manipulate them as individuals, as they've been manipulating us as a group.
Does this mean you agree this town has become as culpable as the Unohu brothers, their loved ones and associates, in tarnishing the reputation of our part of this country?
You do realize that Avery was the only one of this town's three mayoral candidates who was calling for those involved with the Doe contract to be punished?
Exactly. Pedro, who did win, campaigned in great part on moving on from Doe. The irony of having Garrison, his almost-to-the-end campaign manager, involved in making sure Doe is not forgotten would be sublime. Having Evelyn, who also campaigned on moving on from Doe, involved would just make it all so divine.
Then why do you want to work against the one candidate? Your own cousin, no less. You wanted to punish the you-know-who brothers and the others involved with Doe.
More than Avery no longer wanting this, as demonstrated by getting back with Hudson.
A townie.
Exactly. By her losing the election in the first place, she couldn't get the job done.
You see my involvement, then, as not only helping ensure you get to adopt Avery's child, but getting Evelyn and Garrison to do the same. How?
That article we were talking about didn't say what your podcast venture would be about.
You want it to be about the Doe contract. But that would just draw more attention to something you want to move past.
Mm-mm. You weren't listening closely enough. We don't want to move past it yet, because those responsible have not been punished.
What punishment is that? Through the court of law? Public opinion? Political sphere?
Oh, any and all.
There was also that guy who ran the campaign to move past Doe. No punishment for him?
Oh, he had nothing to do with the contract itself. Besides, if we can't remember the man's name, then how important is he really?
How do you reconcile going after Avery when she's from the city?
She came here, moved here, and has stayed here for some time. She's a townie now.
Avery's carrying Caden's baby. Caden was a city boy from birth to death.
That's just it. He's dead. But between Avery's move and Hudson residing here already, all indicators were he would have chosen to become a townie too.
There's still a flaw behind your plans. Or something you're keeping from me. If the latter, then you're not here to speak all the truths about this, clearly or otherwise. If the former, then you're not competent enough to pull this off, and you could piss right off.
You're really prepared to bite the hand that is offering to feed you?
When it's an empty hand moving closer to my neck, you're damned right.
What's your concern?
Avery is looking to put her child up for adoption because she doesn't see herself in a position to parent. You don't want Hudson to adopt the child because that will link his family to yours and draw attention that you and your family don't want. And if you become the child's parent, are you not just taking a different path to the same destination? Your silence and the look on your face tells me I'm right about your plan being flawed.
Do you gamble, like Caleb Unohu did?
No, but just because he's not in town anymore doesn't mean he's stopped. He and Riley getting together is enough proof of that.
Riley, as in an adopted older brother.
This is town. What other Riley would there be? Or Hudson, for that matter.
I'll admit, I did not know that. Adds a delectable layer to the whole Doe affair. An aggravating, insidious, almost incestuous.
Too far.
If you choose to gamble, you'll probably be as lucky as Caleb, which is not at all, Riley included. I went because I hadn't disclosed something, a part of the plan. Yet.
Yet? How convenient. Really, though, my aunt and uncle want our family to keep Caden's child in our lives. So in my own interest, I cannot...
I doubt you will care about their wishes when they would be removed as heads of your family, should the child not be kept in their lives.
What is this other part of your plan?
I still wish to adopt the child, but this is only to take control to facilitate an alternative custody arrangement.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Radies. Dominic, voiced by Jason Mega Bears Fan Grade. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
His list of failed relationships.
You have had more than your fair share of failed relationships yourself, Avery. And no, it didn't pain me to say that because I know you both so well because you both annoy me so.
Fair share? Want to see whose failed relationship count is higher?